Hi, this is Crystal Whitney, the intern in exile, and I'm here with the women in the circle. And can you guys state your name and then your position?
My name is Paula Tu, and I am the docket clerk / status clerk / gopher.
Wow, okay, so you have a lot of different positions.
/
you
are. Third house aide / Likewise. Aide to the secretary of the senate /
Okay, / what? Circle?
You were.
Okay, what is the circle, though? I've never heard that term until the other day. It's this, right? This oval?
It looks circular, I suppose. You could extrapolate that part of a circle looks like a whole circle.
Yeah, okay.
Sit on.
Okay. Leslie.
Oh, yes.
Can you give me your name and your position?
Leslie McLean, Manager of Senate Services. During the legislative session, amending bills and
Third House
and
majority. Oh, not
anymore. Majority leader and okay. Let's see. What would I say my highlight is?
Yeah, what's your highlight of session?
My highlight,
you guys see a lot from this
session,
position.
We do see a lot.
Yeah.
I would have to say it's paying attention to the tardy.
To those who are paying no attention to what we're doing.
And also realizing that so much of their information comes from committee on bills and discussion that way. So once they get to the floor, they
pretty much
it's mainly
busy doing
for the
other things.
Yeah. It's a fun circus political arena in here, and the highlight is...
The highlight for me was former Senator Karen Pale's prayer.
Oh.
I thought that was one of the most beautiful prayers we've ever had. Now, I arrange for all the prayers for the senator, for the Senate, and I've done that for, about 10 years?
Wow.
When you're off in there or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always nervous.
Highlights are, it's fascinating to listen to all of the differing opinions.
Yeah.
To listen to
listening
all of the differing opinions. Yes.
Yeah, I guess, being right in the action, listening to the debate, that would be interesting. Mm-hmm. What is the funniest moment of Senate so far, this year?
Jenkins, and Nod.
You know,
and then Jenkins looked up and nodded. Nobody got it. Nobody was paying any attention.
No one noticed it.
Nobody knows. I mean, and Jenkins looked at me and literally looked puzzled and then nodded his head like I had asked him to nod his vote. I'm like, hello. Now, of course, I also sang the roll call halfway through and no one noticed.
Okay, so you do the roll call, Paula. And so you, to spice it up, you see if people notice?
When you kind of try to remember the names, you kind of, like you did learning a few other things in your childhood. Adams, Bramble, Butters, Christensen, Davis, Dayton, Goodfellow, Grinder. Well, I have to go slow because I have to wait for him to vote, but I was singing it rather softly.
And no one noticed?
And I saw Senator Nierhauser really start to grin, and I wasn't sure if he was talking to somebody else or if he was grinning at me, so I stopped after I went through the first round because it stops at Madison, and I didn't pick up after Maine.
Okay.
She just planned to
but
finish
I did it
that.
And no one noticed.
That's funny. And you also did the nod then?
I did.
Okay.
I did nod. Well, Rolaine told me she'd pay me $10 if I did winking, blinking, and nod. I actually printed out the poem. Who knows what I'm going to do?
Oh, yeah? Any last comments for the public?
We try to dress to match in with the wood.
Camouflage.
Camel.
We feel successful if we all wear the same color on the same day.
Do you coordinate?
No, I would say get involved.
Get involved?
Yes.
With the Senate?
With the legislative process.
Okay, with the process.
Become aware of what's going on. Find out who your representative, who your senator is, who they are. Have good grammar. Wear clean underwear before you leave the house.
Okay, good.
That's my advice.
That's really good advice. And this is the Intern in Exile with Senate Radio signing off. And if you want more information, you can go to utahsenate.org.